Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus and so glad to be with you here today. We are going to be wrapping up looking at James chapter 3, where all week we've been exploring this incredibly important reality around how we think about the words that we use and our tongues. And so let me read from James chapter 3, verses 11 through 12. James says, "Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water." Kind of like James is asking this question, what's flowing out of your mouth? Right? Like verses 11 and 12, he says, like, can a spring pour forth out both fresh and salt water? Really, it's this idea of, can we have both an ocean and a lake flowing the same kind of water out of it? And can a fig tree produce olives or a grapevine produce figs? It's like saying, can a banana tree produce apples and an apple tree produce bananas? The answer is, of course, no. No, we can't. You see, James is saying that the words that come out of us reveal actually what's inside of us. That our speech is like the flow from a spring. It can be pure and it can be polluted at the same time. If it's blessing and it's bitterness are coming out of our mouths, then that's a sign that maybe there's something deeper inside of us that needs healing. This past Sunday, I talked about this reality is that a changed heart leads to changed words. That one of the indications that our hearts have been transformed by the grace and mercy and love of Jesus is that our words are different, is that our words are actually becoming changed. And so when you think about this, right, when you bless God in worship, you're singing amens and praise to God on Sundays, but then you're criticizing someone made in his image later in the day or even later in the week, James is saying these things ought not to be so because our words are fruit. If you remember from the week before that we are not justified by our faith, but by our works, really James is getting at that one of the indications that we have become justified is the fruit of our lives. The fruit is the proof that we have been saved, that we put our faith in Jesus. You see, if your mouth hasn't changed, maybe your heart hasn't either. Now that's not condemnation, but it's an invitation that Jesus doesn't just want to change your vocabulary. He wants to change your heart. So today, rather than asking God to fix what you say, ask him to transform what's within you. Because when he changes your heart, he naturally changes your words. You see, James' picture reminds us that what flows out of a spring depends on its source. The devotion said it perfectly. Garbage in, garbage out. What you're putting in is going to flow out of you. So the invitation today is to stay connected to Jesus, to abide in him, so that what flows from you is life-giving and not draining. So let the words you speak this week, this weekend, reflect who you're rooted in. Before acting, pause and remember that the Spirit of God lives in you. And when you stay filled up with his word, his truth will shape your tone. It's going to shape your responses and your relationships, whether that's at home, in your marriage, in your parenting, at work, with your friends. Let God's grace fill your words. And so let's pray. Let's take a few moments and let's ask God to fill our hearts with his truth so that his goodness would be the words that reflect his love. Let's pray and ask God that he would make our speech a reflection of his grace. And maybe we need to ask God that to let what flows out of us build up others and point them towards you. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the way that it transforms us, that your word becomes our words, that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so that God, that you've come to give us a better word, a living word that may flow through us. And so God, would you help us be mindful of that truth, that reality, God, that we need our words to be changed. And the way that happens, God, is by letting the source of what's inside of us flow outside of us, flow out of us. And so, God, let our speech be always seasoned with salt. May it build up others and not tear them down. May our words be blessings and an encouragement to others to guide them towards you, Jesus. We cannot do this on our own. We need the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to do that in us. And so, God, we're asking that. Would you help us? We need that, Lord. We need you, Lord Jesus. And may the words that we speak give testimony to the God who made us and who spoke this world in existence. And God, through our words of confessing our faith in you, Jesus, we have been invited into eternal life with you. We love you, Jesus, and we pray all these things in your name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?